Okay, good morning, everybody. We are learning Hechos Lashon Hara, Chavetz Chaim, Klal, Dalet, Sif, Yud, Aleph. Iker Godel Binyanam Eilu Mechad Rotsa Lahachman is Chaver Binyanam Gen Lesokru Lomalachta Lestati Fimulas Shidduch Yom Kolki Agav. Okay, let's say this is now getting into the nitty gritty, guys. We know that you're not allowed to say something derogatory about somebody. We understood. We had a little bit where perhaps you can embarrass them if someone's really, really rotten. But besides that, to say anything someone would be embarrassed about, someone would be hurt by, is awesome. Now you have a situation where you need to know information about the person. You want to invest in a business him. You want to hire him for a job. You want to make a shidduch with one of his children. You have a son and he has a daughter and someone suggests a shidduch. Well, to go in it blindly and to be, you know, optimistic that everybody's a big tzaddik and everybody's wonderful and great, obviously is not a good, wise investment. You have to know. Is this guy an honest businessman? If you want to go into business with him, is he a good boss? How does he treat his employees if you want to work for him? What is his family like? You know, you got to go have your son marry off his daughter. You show up to the whole family with a bunch of nutcases, right? That's not a smart thing to do. But what do? To find that information and to listen to Lashon Hara is Aser. Stuck. Chavetz Chaim is going to have to deal with this here. So he says, Afilo shomel abanat shimra afilo hachi mutter lidjoish v'lach koritzal anoshim amahusu v'nyonam. He says, even if you didn't hear anything negative about him till now, you're allowed to look into it and to ask around what kind of person this person is. It's going to end up, someone's going to say, listen, I got to be honest with you, working for this guy is Gehenim, he's always, you know, whatever it is, someone's going to tell you something denigrating about an individual. Why? Clearly over here, you're not trying to get information to make fun of the person or to be angry at the person. You just want to know to protect yourself. Because what can come out of it afterwards, God forbid? Even worse, if you don't find out beforehand what's going on, you step into a, you know, landmine. It could be all kinds of terrible things. You can be damaged, he can be damaged. It could be arguments and fights and all kinds of things. Okay, so now, obviously, though, you can't just, there's no free reign. See, some people think, listen, I got to find out about it. You know, they start digging up every piece of dirt about the person. Well, let's say someone calls you and says, and this has happened to me on occasion, where someone calls me about somebody who I know, and they want to know information about that person for a shidduch or for a job. Got to be really careful. What do I say? What don't I say? Ach nearly should tzarek shadil misha shoyel me ito elav shirot zlas shidduch imo. So therefore, the person who asks, you're allowed to tell, right? Because after all, he's asking for the right purposes, Kashem Biharno, as we explained. Maybe he's lifting Iver because he asked me to say something, you know, bad. It's not an answer to say over what happened. My kavana is only to tell over the truth to help this person out. His kavana to ask was only to find out information to help him. Just to make it better for him because of the eitz that I want to give him. Now, you have to be very careful here, though. As ma'od yizor here shalol legazem es hadaver yosim kvisha hu yodeis bar hadaver. Number one, you have to make sure not to be magazem. The word guzma. Anybody know what that means? Guzma. You ever hear the lashon gemara guzma b'yama? Means to exaggerate. You are not allowed to exaggerate. For instance, you can't say, oh my gosh, working for that guy is like, basically he's Hitler. He's a dictator, he's horrible. Listen, you didn't like working for him because he's a little strict or he yells a little bit. So that's what you have to say. You have to be very specific. When I worked for him, I once came very late to work and he yelled at me, so it was very embarrassing or something. Or the Gabi Ashidach, this family, let's say, oh yeah, they're very nice people, this and that. However, you know, I happen to know that he's been in a couple of deals where he told people something and he didn't totally follow in the truth, etc. You have to know exactly what you're saying. You can't exaggerate. You can't just say, oh, he's horrible. It doesn't mean anything. By the way, it doesn't mean anything if you say great either, right? You have to be specific. You have to be honest. Later on in Hilchas Rechilas, we'll find out more details. Aval, im lo yodil chaveras sibas rishos, so v'yasa atzmo kimis naker kadeshid, yivadol lo betu mehus rol seish. Listen to this. Let's say you want to be afrima, and you don't want to say anything bad. Or you want to say anything bad because, whatever, you feel, you don't want to say anything bad. Right? You know, people ask me sometimes, someone wants to transfer high school, or someone wants to go to a Beis Medrash, and a principal calls me and asks me about a bachur. Right? So if I say to him, everyone's wonderful, tzaddik, I'm over and an iser if I do that. If I'm lying, I'm over an iser. Lifnei iver. I'm putting a situation into the person's lap which is not fair. If I think that I'm violating an iser, right? You have to be honest and you have to tell the person what's going on. Okay. Yudbeis. Before we get to, later on in Klal Tes, we're going to talk about details about the what we said. Before we finish Klal Dalet, I just want to say a general rule, and I'll mention it again later. I'll pick it. If someone asks you information about somebody else, that camp, about this or that other thing, the best thing to do, this is what I do. I heard this from, I think, Rabbi Yitzchak Berkowitz, who's a big person in these things. The best answer is, if someone asks you, tell me about so-and-so, for shit or for job, this is what I say to them. What would you like to know? That's what I say. Because just time to give a biography, I'm going to say bad things, and it could be they're not necessary. You know what I'm saying? Somebody asked me about a student. Remember, I once had a student. I wanted him to get into a certain high school. It was a Prince Elementary School. And I thought it was important to get into a certain high school. It was basically a good bacher. I knew he would be okay in that high school. Happened to be, he did get in some trouble that year. He was suspended for something. But Lemaisa, and it could have ruined his chances, but Lemaisa really had nothing to do with him not getting in. He really should have gotten in. But if I had the person asked me, I would have been honest. So I call up, the principal calls me up. And I'm like, oh, I'm nervous. He's going to ask me the wrong thing, you know. Like, you know. And I want this kid to get into that high school. So I said, what do you want to know? He's a nice boy. Oh, he's pleasant. He's Derek Harris, like he was. Does he learn well? Learns Gevaldik. Didn't ask me anything about behavior. Didn't ask me anything. Far Hashem. Right? But, you know, if I thought it was going to be, he had to know, I would have told him. But the best thing is always to say, what do you want to know? This way you're answering questions, very specific questions, and you're not just being megazem and sevig nus. Okay, let's see if we can finish up the klal. Rabbi say, now, let's say you want to do tshuva. You said Lashon Hara, and now you want to do tshuva. We've been spending all these weeks learning Lashon Hara. We realize, a lot of times we say Lashon Hara, and we realize, we got to do tshuva. Listen, says the Chavetz Chaim, if the person did not get hurt by this, he never found out, all you have is a problem of Benam L'makam, because I never hurt you. Let's say I said Lashon Hara about you, but Lemaisa, the guy didn't believe me, he never got back to you, you weren't embarrassed, nothing happened. So then it's just between me and Hashem. I violated Hashem's word that we told about in Pesach, it's Osir. What's the tikkun? Yischayr to Shavah, I should feel bad that I did in the past. Yisvada, I should confess to Hashem. Yikabul atzmo l'shom l'abosh l'osos kain, and to accept upon myself not to do it again. I don't have to ask mechila from somebody if the person never did and never will get hurt by it. Never got hurt by it. I have to go tell him, by the way, I said Lashon Hara about you, and I have to apologize because he never got hurt by it. However, if he was embarrassed by it, something bad happened to him because of it. You can ask Hashem, you can cry, and you can be mischarev, but until you go over and say, I'm very sorry, by the way. The way that rumor found out and the way white guys were making fun of you, it's because I told Shmelki about it. Shmelki is the one who made fun of you. I'm the one who said, please forgive me. You have to ask forgiveness. If once he forgives you, then all I have to do is ask Hashem for forgiveness. Now, here's very famous machlokes, Rabbi Saul Salanter, it's Chavetz Chaim. Says the Chavetz Chaim, even if my friend didn't know it all about this, that I said Lashon Hara, he got hurt by it, but he didn't know it was my fault. He didn't know that I said Lashon Hara about him. So I have to say it. Something, he got hurt by it, but he didn't know it was because of my Lashon Hara. I have to say, by the way, I said Lashon Hara about you. I believe Rosh Hashanah argues in this and says you don't have to. We say, Nukhul Ahavin Kami Yeshalot Mizarmi Diguru Azois. Ki once it becomes nature, second nature, Kamani Yevshal of a Tshuva. Yivadal Yisker is called Mispan of Fasha, Sehidavai Lashon Hara. You want to do Tshuva after you said Lashon Hara about 1,000 people, you're never going to do it. Famous mashal of the person who came to the Rav and said, I want to do Tshuva on Lashon Hara, what do I do? And he said, bring up the pillow, and he opened the pillow and went like this, and the feathers went all over the place. Now collect all the feathers. Go do Tshuva, because you don't know where your Lashon Hara went. It's very, very hard otherwise. Very embarrassed. You know, you can ruin a family. I say, this family, oh, they're a bunch of terrible people. For generations and generations, because maybe people listened to you and heard you, you've ruined the reputation of that family for generations. You know, maybe thousands of people, maybe you hurt them. Could be a big family. You're never going to get mechila. You speak poorly about another family, and you make a bad reputation about a family, you're never going to get kapara. You hurt so many people forever and ever. Therefore, you have to distance yourself from this terrible character trait of saying Lashon Hara, so it wouldn't be afterwards Me'uvas Lo'yichol Liskon, which means Pasuk, which means, I think it's Pasuk Kehelas, Me'uvas Lo'yichol Liskon, a mistake which you cannot fix. Sometimes you have that. So again, we learned about the heter of saying over when you need information but don't exaggerate. We learned about doing tshuva for Lashon Hara. If the person got hurt by you, you have to ask Mechila. If not, you only have to ask Hashem for Mechila. Hazai Rabbi Zach has Mazel Tov and finishing in a Siman Klal Dalit.